Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, "Vavoyin Gezel for the Avera of robbery, Hagavoy Oilem. Locusts come and they destroy the crops. Varov Hava, and there is hunger in the world. Ubnei Adam Oichlem Besar Bneim Ubnei Seim, and people eat the flesh of their children." Shnema Shimer Dvar Hazeh. The Navi says, "Listen to this." Paras Habashan. Paras Habashan means the fat cows. How Asheba Hashemrim Darharba Hashemrim Hoshkus Dalim. People who oppress the poor. People who roitz tzeis avyonim. People who steal from the needy by taking, says the Maral, something that doesn't belong to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from you what belongs to you, your children. Amaravak, Hani Nosh de Mechuza. The people, the women of Mechuza, the Ochlan Veloy Avdan, that eat and don't work, and they just take the husband's money, and they don't contribute anything positive to their life. The Pasuk says, the Ksiv, says the Pasuk regarding such people, "Hikesi eschem, I will strike you, b'shtofen, b'yurokin, all types of different diseases of what grows from the earth. Harbois gan naisechem v'chamechem, your gardens and your vineyards, v'sanechem v'zaisechem, yoichel agozem. Your fig trees and olive trees will all be eaten by the locust. V'ksiv, yes, agozem ochel arbam. And whatever won't be eaten up by the insect called gozom will be eaten up by the arba. V'yesa arba, and whatever won't be eaten up by the arba, yoichal hayelek, the yelek will eat it. V'yesa hayelek, and one won't be eaten by the yelek, says the Gemara, ochal hachosel, will be eaten by the chosel. V'ksiv, v'yigza ayomin v'rov, you look to the right, and there'll be hunger. V'yoichal al smol, and even on the left, v'loy saveyu. And as the Metzudas David explains, people will be desperate for food. And on the right side, they'll look to the right and to the left to try to see if they could find any food. And even that little food that they will somehow get their hands on won't in any way satiate them. And what will happen, therefore, will be ish b'sar z'royu yachelu, people will rachmal tzol have to eat their own children. Al tikri b'sar z'royu doesn't mean that their hands, el b'sar z'royu their children. Says the Gemara, b'avoin inu hadin. Inu hadin means that the dayonim already came to a decision on a din Torah, and instead of issuing the p'sak, they delay it. Ivus hadin means that they deliberately paskin the din Torah the wrong way. Kilkul hadin means that they don't properly pay attention to the psak halacha. In other words, in order to achieve a correct psak, you have to pay proper attention to the psak. Ubitl Torah, people that don't learn Torah. Cherev v'bizarava, there's a lot of sword and plundering. People lose their money. V'dever, and there's plague. Ubitzuris, and this famine ball come to the world. Ubnei Adam oichlim ve'ein seveim. People eat and they don't get satiated. Oichlim lachma v'meshkel. Oichl lachma v'meshkel means that the food is so scarce that every morsel of food is weighed, and they weigh even the small crumbs. And the reason for this punishment is that since they didn't weigh their words properly when they were paskening it in Torah, they end up weighing in this terrible way because they never need to weigh just the crumbs of food that they're going to be able to collect because of this terrible situation. And as I saw, the Medrash says that the Torah came down from Shemayim together with the Sayif, with the sword. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, "Im shemartem mashakosu b'seif hazeh, if you are careful to follow what it says in this Sefer in the Sefer Torah. Harei etem netzolim in asayif. Then you will be saved from any danger. Vimlav. But if you don't follow the words of the Holy Torah, Soif shuhayru geschem, you will be chas v'shalom destroyed for not following the principles of the Torah. And therefore, because of Din Torah, which Din Torah could bring life to the person, as we disposed in yesterday's shir, the pasuk says regarding Torah, Yerev kamata lichi, the Torah is compared to lechem, as the pasuk says, L'chu lachmu belachmi. If a person uses the Torah and learns the Torah properly, then the Torah will be for him the biggest Yeshua. But if chas v'shalom the other way, then it will be a punishment for the person. Vein bris al Torah, v'leisei cherev d'ksiv, v'leisei leichem cherev n'kam bris, vein bris al Torah shenemar, im lo brisi yom v'layla. V'ksiv, and the pasuk continues to say, b'shivrei lechem, matei lechem v'ofa es anoshim, people will have 10 women who share in the baking of one loaf, v'ksiv, and they won't even have anything much to have from it. Why? Yana b'yan mishpatei mo'asu. Says the Gemara b'avon shfuah shav. Because a person swears falsely. And as the Mefarshim explains, Shvuah Shav means that you make a Shvuah which is patently false. You say that a man is a woman is a man. Or Shvuah Sheker, you make a Shvuah which is a lie. You said you did something, you didn't do it. You swore you did something, you didn't do it. Or Chil Hashem. A Chil Hashem is that people learn from you how to behave. And if you are a person who's supposed to be a Talmud Chacham, and people learn from you, and you don't act appropriately, and therefore because you don't act appropriately, people learn from you, the Chil Shabbos, or the Chil Shabbos, Chai Rabba Ra, there will be many wild animals to a person. And as the Yaivitz explains, he says the difference between a person and a Chaya is that a person has in him the Koyach HaDibur, the Koyach to speak. So if a person uses the Koyach HaDibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to do what's right, then he indeed becomes what the world is all about. But if otherwise, and he doesn't use these God-given gifts, Chai Ra'a Rabba, Behema Kola, there won't be any animal meat to eat, or B'nei Adam Matim, people will diminish, there'll be death in the world, Vadrachim Shtemim, and the highways will be desolate. And as the Medrash Shmuel explains this Gemara, he says, as we just said a moment ago, that a person is greater than an animal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that animals should fear human beings. But the pasuk says, V'lo yishbo, don't swear falsely, because if you do swear falsely, the pasuk says, V'chilalta Hashem Hashem Lekecha. What's pshat? Does the person have the ability to diminish Hashem? The answer, explains the Medrash Shmuel, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his Shem Hashem on human beings. But if a person doesn't act like he's supposed to be, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who put his name, who connected his name to us, sort of, there's a terrible Chil Hashem. And that's why this punishment happens. And as the Maharal explains, a person was put into the world to make a Kiddush Hashem. If the person, instead of making a Kiddush Hashem in this world, makes a Chil Hashem, he's diminishing Hashem's presence in this world. And that's why he deserves a terrible punishment. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, what is the punishment for making a false Shvuah? Says the pasuk, Vim be'elu, Vim be'elu le'svasruli, if you won't listen, atikr be'ela el ba'ola. Ba'ola is a lashon shvuah. V'ksiv v'shlachti b'achem chayis asada. If people aren't careful, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will send the chayis asada to us. V'ksiv, and the Gemara continues, b'shvuah sheker, regarding the shvuah sheker, the pasuk says, v'lishishav b'shmi l'sheker, don't swear falsely, v'chalal t'shem alakecha, V'chil Hashem k'siv, v'lo sechalu Hashem kodshi. V'chil Shabbos k'siv, v'chaleh mois yumus. V'yalav chilav chilav m'shvu sheker. Just like the Torah uses the word chilav there, it uses it over here, and it carries with it the same type of punishment. V'avoyim shvichas tamim. Rachman tzon, the people aren't careful about murder. Beis HaMikdash charev. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And as the Maral explains, the Beis HaMikdash is like a human being. And just like the Beis HaMikdash is separate from the entire world, so too a person is supposed to be different, higher, separate from the rest of the world. And if a person doesn't have respect for human life, so then he doesn't have respect for that unique attribute of a human being, which represents that he doesn't have respect for the unique attribute, which means Hashem. Shenema v'sleisachnifu v'leitetamis aretz asha etem yoshvim bo asha nishachim v'salcha ha'am atamatam moisoi. If you defile the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on, einchem yoshvim bo, you won't be able to remain in Eretz Yisrael, v'ein nishachim v'salcham, and I won't be able to remain in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is that there should be a Shechina in Klal Yisrael, and if we don't act this way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't feel that the Shechina should be in this world. Bavoin Gilei Arayis, the people are immoral. Or Avodas Kochavim, they worship Avodah Zarah. V'ashmata Shmitim V'yoivlis, or they don't keep the Shmita and Yoivlis. Because, as the Merkavas HaMishnah explains, we find in the Torah that Golus is a punishment that comes instead of Misa. And all of these Averis are such serious Averis for which there's a Chi of Mesa. Or Megalon Yisom, and Klai Yisrael will be taken out of Eretz Yisrael, or Ba Acherim V'yoshim Mekoimam, and other people will take our place in Eretz Yisrael. Shenema. All the people who lived in Israel did these terrible things. The land will spit you out if you defile it. But at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all the years that we didn't properly keep Shemitah and Yovel, so we'll be in Golus, Rachman Tzlan, and those years that we will be in Golus will be the years, Os Tirtza Aris HaShapsasai Yomei HaShama, the earth, Eretz Yisrael, will get back all those years that we didn't properly keep Shemitah and Yovel. V'atem Baratz Oivechem, we will be in the land of our enemies, V'ksiv Kol Yomei Tashbos. Because as the Kli Yaakov explains, the whole purpose of Shemitah and Yovel, the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made these mitzvahs, is to show that Eretz Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we don't keep the halachos of Shemitah and Yovel, we think that the land belongs to us. So Hashem shows us the lesson, this land doesn't belong to you. Bavoyin nivlas peh, because people don't speak properly, they speak obscenely, tsoros rabbis v'gzeres kosos mechatzes, then there will be terrible tsoros. And as the Mefarshim explain, many averis, a person has some sort of pleasure from the avera that he does. But when somebody, rachman l'tzlan, speaks nivel peh, there's no enjoyment on speaking nivel peh, and therefore it's a particularly serious averis. Or Bechurei Yisrael Meisim, young Jewish boys die. And the Gemara says, Kasha, it's difficult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mises, that when young people die, it's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu difficult, because Sreifas Beis HaMikdash. So, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, that this is a tzara, a terrible tzara that comes to Klal Yisrael because they did such a terrible avera. Yusaimim v'almonos tzoyakim v'einenim. Yusaimim, orphans and widows will cry and there will be no one to help them. Shenemar akein abechura v'lo yismach Hashem. V'as yusaimim v'as almonos v'lo yirachim. There won't be anybody to have mercy on them. Ki kulav chanof mereya v'kopeh doiv v'nevolo And if people don't do better, it'll be continued. My the oy jodin the tuya. Ask them, what does oy jodin the tuya mean? Om Rav Chanan bar Abba, hakol yoidim kala nama nechnas lechupa. Everybody knows why a kala gets married. That the couple should get married and have relations and have children. El kol menabel piv. Somebody who speaks about it openly. Even if he had already a decree of 70 good years on him, it reverts to bad. And I saw that the Rekeach says that that's the makar, that there are people that have the minig, that the chasen and kala, as they stand under the chuppah, they're covered by a talis, and no one should, and they face away from the audience, no one should see them. Because if somebody is going to see the chasen and kala, they may begin to start thinking, why does a couple get married? And our Gemara just spoke so strong about how we have to be careful how we speak, what we say, what we don't say, and therefore we don't want anybody even to think about it, and we cover them up. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bashayla, Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Menabel Piv, someone who speaks not in a nice way, Mamikim Lo Gehenim. Gehenim, they'll make Gehenim deep for him. Shnama Shoicha Amuka Pi Zoris. There'll be a deep pit for somebody who speaks Zoris not nicely. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Ma'af Shemei V'Shoisik. Not only somebody who speaks that way will be punished that way, Af Shemei V'Shoisik, even if he just remains quiet. Shnama Zum Hashem. Some Hashem hates people who act that way, and Yipol Shem, they'll fall there. So I saw the Mefarshim explain what's pshat mamikim lo gehenim. So the Ben Yoyod explains that even though Gehenim, we of course know, is such a horrible, terrible place, sometimes what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does is that he has the tzaddik pass Gehenim, and by the tzaddik passing Gehenim, it brings a little respite to the people who are in Gehenim. But these people who spoke nivul peh are such horrible Rishoim, that even when they're in Gehenim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamikim lo Gehenim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Gehenim deep, that they shouldn't ever feel any pleasure in any sense while they're in Gehenim. But then I saw another pshat that Rav Shach used to say over in the name of Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. He says, one of the worst habits that a person can have, said Rav Zalman, is hergel. A person gets used to something. Even to something not good, people could get used to. He says, Gehenim is terrible. And a person who's in Gehenim is supposed to feel the pain and the punishment of Gehenim. But the special punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give to these people is that mamikim lo Gehenim, that even in Gehenim, they'll not feel the pain of being in Gehenim. Amar Vayisha, call him Amarik Atzma L'Aveiro. Somebody who schedules a time to do averis, chavur sepoitzim b'tzoyim yotzim boy, he will become sick. Shenemar, chavurus petza tamrik bara. Injury and wounds come for the person who prepared himself to do bad. V'loyoyit al shenigna b'adroikin. He gets punished with a droikin, shenemar, or makas chadri b'otin. And as we're going to discuss, hadroikin is a sickness whose primary symptom is a swelling of the stomach. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nechman Yitzchak, similar avera. What's the simen that a person did an avera? Hadroikin. If he has avera, if he sees that he suffers with hadroikin, it's a simen that he must have done averas. Tana Rabbanu Shloisha Min Hadroikin Hain. The three types of hadroikin. Shel avera. If it comes because the person did an aveira, it's a thick, his skin gets thick. Sharov, if it's because he's suffering from hunger, tepuach, his stomach swells. Velshal geshofim, if it's because of sorcery, then he suffers from thin skin. Says the Gemara, Shmuel HaKatan Choshbei. Shmuel HaKatan suffered from hadroikin. Amar Rabbeinu Shloilem, so he said, Hashem, please cure me from this terrible disease. Because me, Mephis, people who will see that I'm suffering from this disease will accuse me of being Bala Avera. Because the Gemara just taught us that Bala Avera suffered from a Adroikin. And he didn't want that there should be a Chil Hashem, that people should think that the great Shmuel is a Bala Avera. Itzi, and then he got it well. Says the Gemara, Abaya Choshbei. Abaya suffered from Hadroikin. Oma, I know that about Nachmeni, Abaya's name really, so I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is Abaya's real name was Nachmeni. But because he was raised by Rabbi Ben Nachmeni, so he was called Abaya to represent that the word Abaya stands for Ashebcha Yerucham Yosem. That he took Abaya the Yosem into his home. Another pshat was that because Rabbi brought Abaya into his home, he gave Abaya a name after his own father. And Rabbi's name, as we know throughout Shas, Rabbi Ben Nachmeni. So he said, Riyad Baba Nachmeni, I know about Abaya, the Machmer Nafshei. The reason he's suffering from a droiken is not chas v'sholem because he's a Bala Avera. It's just he deprives himself of food. And as we just learned, somebody who deprives himself, Rachman Tzlan, of food will suffer from a droiken. Rava Choshbei. Rava also suffered from a droiken. Ask the Gemara, for Rava Udam and the Fishi Ketila Kedem and the Fichei Kofen. More people die by Madroikin. And so Rava knew that he has to be careful to avoid Hadroikin. So how did Rava end up with Hadroika? Answers, the Gemara Shani Rava, Dansle Rabbanim Be'idnei Balkarche. When Rava would give a shir, the Talmidim would talk to him, and he would not be able to go urinate. And as the Trumas Hadeshin explains, the Isser of holding oneself back from urinating Bal Tishaksu is only Isser Rabbanim. And therefore, Rava spent the time talking his Talmidim and not going to the bathroom, and that caused him to be sick. But the Tfuah Shor says that even if we'll say that the Baal Tshaksu that one violates is only the Rabbanon, but you're not allowed to put yourself into a sakana. And our Gemara is clearly telling us that if one doesn't urinate when he has to, it's a sakana. So how did Rava do this? The Torah says, "V'neshmatim oid l'nafshaseichem." What happened was, says the Tfuah Shor, that Rava got so engaged in talking and learning with his Talmidim that he didn't recognize that he needed to go to the bathroom. But he really did need to go to the bathroom, and that caused him to get this disease. Tana Rabbanan. Abbas Simonim Haim. There are four Simonim. Simon La Avera. The Simon that somebody did in Avera is a Droikin. Simon La Sinas Chinim. If somebody suffers from Sinas Chinim, then he suffers from Yeroikin and jaundice. Because as the Ben Yoyada explains, he has no reason to hate the other person. So it's rake, it's empty. There's no reason for what's happening here. So he suffers from Yeroikin that also has the word rake in it. Similar gas ruach, a simon for being arrogant, is anias, that the person doesn't have money. Similar lashon hara, and the punishment for lashon hara is askara, is a type of choking. Tana, Rabbanan, says the Gemara, askara ba'al olam, why does askara come to the world? Ala meiser, because people don't give the meiser that they're supposed to give. Rabbi Loza Omer, it comes because of lashon hara, that they discuss lashon hara. Am Ravi Tam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mikra, where do we see this from a pasuk? Says the Gemara, because it says in the pasuk, the melech yismach ba'alakim, the king, the melech will be satisfied. The melech will be satisfied. The king yisal kol nishbaba ki yisoicha b'dovrei shaker. Askra will come to the people who speak sheker, but the people who speak the way they're supposed to speak will, of course, the people who speak the way they're supposed to speak will, of course, be spared. So I saw that the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Shem Olam explains as follows: the reason we see that Askara is connected to Lashon Hara is because the Gemara says that the fourth day of the week is Wednesday, is the day where people have to be most concerned about Askara. Why? Because Wednesday, says the Chofetz Chaim, is the day that the moon was put in the sky. And we know that the moon spoke Lashon Hara. He said to Hashem, There can't be two kings who should serve at the same time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the world started with Lashon Hara, that's when Askra came into being on the Wednesdays of the creation of the world. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, a Lashon Hara comma, when he said that Askra comes for Lashon Hara, did he mean specifically for Lashon Hara? I do ma'af a Lashon Hara nami comer, but it doesn't have to be only Lashon Hara. Toshma, says the Gemara, Kishenichnasu l'Rabbeinu Karen B'Yavna, when the Rabbanim came into Karen B'Yavna, and I saw a beautiful pshat, Karen B'Yavna was the yeshiva that they allowed to be reestablished. But the Romans were concerned that if they reestablish a yeshiva in Karen B'Yavna, they'll also reestablish the Sanhedrin. So they said, the Sanhedrin, we know the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that they used to sit in a semicircle. So they said in Karen B'Yavna, they have to sit in straight rows. Like that, we know it won't be a Sanhedrin. Hayasham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shaisi, Rabbi Shimon, Nishlo Shalza B'Fneim. They asked regarding Askara. Maskazu, this disease of Askara. Ma'neima, Maschels B'Neima Ayim V'Gomeris B'Peh. Why does it start in the stomach and end in the mouth? So then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Rosh V'Dar M'Kol Mokim. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, which the Gemara will say, explain soon why, was always the first speak of Amma. Even though the kidneys give you advice, v'lev maven, and the heart understands, v'losh mechatech, and the tongue articulates the words, pum pegoimer. The mouth is what completes the speaking. And since the mouth is what speaks, is what completes the speaking, that's why the punishment comes from the mouth. And then Rabbi Lezer, Yosef, I'm Nesha, Oichon, Ba'dvarim, Tameim. You know why the mouth is afflicted? Because they speak with the mouth. They eat with the mouth foods that are not kosher. And the food is what makes the person into the person. And if the person has in himself machal sasuris, then it's impossible. Says the Gemara, Dvarim Tameim Sakadaitach. Do people eat non-kosher animals? Says the Gemara, Oichon, Ba'ish, Dvarim Shenim Sukonim. They eat food that they didn't take off from it, Trumas and Maestris. Nen of Shimva Oimer. Bavoyim bittel Torah. The reason Askra comes to the world is because of Avera bittel Torah. Amaloi. So they asked them, Noshim Yechichu, we'll prove to you that you're wrong. Women suffer from Askra, and women aren't obligated to learn. So I saw that the Mepharshim asked, that the Ramah Paskins, that women are obligated to learn the mitzvahs, the halachas that are applicable to them. And that's one of the reasons that women make Birchas HaTorah every morning. So ask the Birka Yosef, why does the Gemara say here that Noshim don't have to learn and they don't have Bittul Torah? So the Birka Yosef says that the Chiv of women learning is not a Chiv Gomer. That's one pshat that I saw. But another pshat that I saw is that there are two elements in learning Torah. There's an element of learning Torah because we have to know what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do. Of course, women are obligated to learn that way as well. But there's also an element in learning Torah Lishma. And that women don't have the same level of obligation as men. So why do if Askra comes from Bittul Torah, why do we see women suffer from Askra? Says the Gemara Mishum Mevatlus is Beleim. Because sometimes they cause that their husband shouldn't be able to learn, so they have on their conscience the Avera Bittul Torah. Ask the Gemara Nochem Yechichu. But what about Akum? Akum are certainly not obligated to learn Torah. Why do they ever suffer from Askra? Says the Gemara Mishum Mevatlus is Yisrael. Because they stop Klai Yisrael from learning Torah. And when they stop Klai Yisrael from learning Torah, they have to suffer. Ask the Gemara, what about Tinoikas Yechichu? What about children, Shemavatlis Esavim? They prevent their parents from learning Torah. Ask the Gemara, but what about Tanoika Shabbos Rabbim? We know that the Tanoika Shabbos Rabbim are the purest people in the world. So why would they suffer? Answers the Gemara, Hasan Kedar Rav Gurion, Domer Rav Gurion, Vitem Rav Yosef Rav Shemaya, Bezmancha Tzadikim Bedor, when we have tzaddikim in the generation, tzaddikim netfasim al ador. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause that the tzaddikim should suffer because of the dor. Bezman she tzaddikim bedor, tzaddikim netfasim al ador. Ain't tzaddikim bedor, But when there are no tzaddikim in the generation, then the pure children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take pure people. So usually it's tzaddikim. But if there are no tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Tanoika Shabbos Rabbim. And even though, as the Moral explains, these children are innocent, they haven't done any Averis, but we have a concept of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh L'Zeh. We're all responsible for each other. And since we're all responsible for each other, they become responsible for us. So I saw a number of Pshatim. The Chasam Sofer explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the tzaddikim should not have to see the terrible punishment that's happening to the world. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He takes away the tzaddikim. But then I saw Pshat from the Chasam Sofer's son, the Ksav Sofer. He quotes a very famous verse that his father used to say. His father says that the Rambam writes in a letter, Ashri mi shekolov shnoisa b'mehera. A person, there's no reason for a person to live long. Why does a person need to live long? He's sent to the world for a purpose. Do what you're supposed to accomplish and leave. But why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave you in the dark? Because you should be able to teach other people, teach your family, they should learn from you. He says, that's pshat, what the pasuk says, V'sarach Hashem alekech l'toivo b'fri bitnecha. V'sarach Hashem, Hashem leaves us in this world b'fri bitnecha, that our children should be able to learn from us how to live. But if nobody listens to what the tzaddik says, so the tzaddik accomplished, explains the Ksav Sofer, what he had to accomplish in this world. And if he's only here for people, for the Tanoika Shel Beis Rabim, for people to learn from him, but if nobody's learning from him, then there is no purpose in him remaining in this world. The Shulchan Aruch explains the Gemara that tzaddikim are kept in the dar as long as the people of the generation connect themselves to the tzaddikim. But if the people in the generation don't connect themselves to the tzaddikim, then there's no purpose in them being in the world. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zairi, V'amar lei Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gezeira, Maikra. Where do we see this from a pasuk? Because the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Im lo yiseida lach hayof b'noshim, tzi lach b'ikvei atzoyim. V'amrin en gedoyim ha'mumashkim al royim, they look at the little sheep. So the way the Mefarshim explained this is Shir HaShirim is a mashal. And here, the question is being asked by the shepherd. I don't know where to take the sheep. So we tell him, look at the footsteps of the other sheep, and whatever footsteps those sheep were walking on, follow those footsteps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, what should you do? You should follow the derech, you should follow the way of the tzaddikim. But if you don't follow the way of the tzaddikim, then what's the purpose of having tzaddikim in the dar? Shema mino, afal rosh hanor nami kamar. So we see that Askra doesn't only come for the Aveir of Lashon Hara, Shema Mino. So the Gemara called Rabbi Yehuda Baloi, the Rosh HaMadabrim Mekol Mokim. Ask the Gemara, my Karle, Rosh HaMadabrim Mekol Mokim. How did he get this distinction? So we begin now the Gemara, the famous story of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And as I saw the Mefarshim point out, that Rav Shim, the day that we speak, when we think about Rav Shimon ben Yochai, we think about the number 33. Lag BaOmer is the day of the yard site of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. It's the day that Rav Shimon ben Yochai was born. And we find that the story of Rav Shimon ben Yochai is mentioned here in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel. And moreover, the Mefarshim point out that if you count from the beginning of Shas until this Gemara, how many times Rav Shimon ben Yochai is mentioned? He's mentioned 33 times. Says the Gemara, the Yasi Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, the Yasi Rav Yehuda ben Geir and Gabayu. They were all sitting together. Pasuk Rav Yehuda v'Omer. Rav Yehuda began speaking about the Akum. He says, Kamen noam asayim shalom azu. How wonderful are the Romans. Tiknu shavakim, they made marketplaces. Tiknu gesharim, they made bridges. Tiknu merchasos, they made bathhouses. And of course, it was not his intention to say shvach, to say praise of the Romans. He was just speaking about what is the reality. And that's how, as the Sfasema says, he just wanted to say the reality, not say nice about them. The Sfasema says they really said it in a sarcastic way. Rabbi Yossi Shosuk. Rabbi Yossi remained silent. Everything that they really did it for their own purpose. Tik Tishvokim, you know why they made markets? Loisha ben Zoinus. That's where they could put prostitutes. Merchatzos, Ladban Atzmon, Gesharm, Litba Mech, they could collect tolls. As the Gemara Masechta Avod Zoro, that Beis of Mebeis teaches us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Mashiach will come, the Romans will say, everything we did Litzarech Yisrael. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will answer, everything you did only for your own purposes. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim v'sip v'devreim. So Yehuda ben Gerim went and repeated what was said. And as the Mefarshim say, he didn't mean to repeat it in a malicious way. He just went home and he repeated to his family and friends what he heard. V'nishmol Malchus, but the government found out what happened. Amr Yehuda she'ilo. Yehuda praised us, Yis'ala, will be elevated. Yoshi Shishosak, Yigalu Litzipari. He'll go to be, he'll remain in Tzipari. Shimon Shagina, Shimon that denigrated us, Yehoreg will be killed. And as the Mefarshim say, we find throughout Shas that Rabbi Yossi lived in Tzipari. So what pshat that he was put into Golos in Tzipari? So I saw that the Sefer Imre Shammai explains that he never left Tzipari. That was his Golos. Also, who brave Toshu Bei Medrasha. So they hid in the Beis Medrash. So I once heard from the Belzer Rebbe that from the Pnei Menachem that there were Tamidim that wanted to go to Miron on Lag BaOmer, because that's where Rav Shimon ben Yochai is, as we discussed. So he says, you don't have to go to Miron. Tosha Bei Medrasha. You know where you find Rav Shimon ben Yochai? You find Rav Shimon ben Yochai Bei Medrasha in the Gemara. Koyom Ava Maisle Devise. Every day his wife would bring him Rifta V'kuzu D'mai V'karchi. She would bring him bread, water, and that's what they would eat. Kitofik Zerta. But when the Romans decided that they're going to try to get them, Armalei Lebrei, Rav Shimon said to his son, Noshim Datan Kalmalayim, we need to be concerned that the women may disclose where we're hiding. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, from here we see that a person is supposed to not reveal the secret where somebody's hiding. But sometimes a person doesn't have the ability to control himself. Furthermore, says the Magen Avraham, from here you see that when somebody's in trouble, the right thing to do is sometimes just run away. Also, Toshba Marta. So they hid in a cave. Esrachas Nisha, a miracle happened. Irvalei Charuva Ve'ena Demaya. And a carob tree, a boxer tree, grew with water. So Mefarshim asked, but why wasn't there a problem of Orla for the first 3 years? So one pshat I saw is that it happened through a nace. And anything that happens through a nace, there is no problem of Orla. Another pshat that I saw is it was in a midbar. And in a midbar, you don't have these problems. But then I saw a question, but don't they have to have wine to make Kiddush Friday night? And Dalek Kaisis? So where did they have that from? So I saw a few Turotsim. One Teretz I saw was that they were Torosoy Yimnosoy. And we learned in Masechta Brachos that somebody who's Torosoy Yimnosoy is exempt from mitzvahs. Another pshat that I saw was that there was a tremendous nace with this carob tree, that whatever they wanted the carob to taste like, that's what it tasted like. So while they wanted it to taste like wine, it tasted like wine. And a third pshat that I saw is that indeed every time they needed wine, Eliyahu HaNavi brought from them, Eliyahu HaNavi brought for them wine that they should be able to have what they need. Says the Gemara, v'mashalchim minayu, they used to take off their clothing, v'yasvi atzvarai b'chola, and they sat in there just without any clothing in sand. And kuliyam garsin, they learned the entire day. But even sluya lof shemachsu matzlu, when they needed to daven, they would put on clothing. V'hadem mashalchim minayu, and then they would take it off, kech de livlu, that the clothing shouldn't get ruined. So why did they have to put on clothing to daven? If they were completely covered. So it goes back to a concept we discussed earlier in our Masechta. The pasuk says, "Hikel kares el kach Yisrael." A person is supposed to be dressed in a very respectable way when he davens. Esri treish shana b'marta, and like they sat like that for 12 years in the gave. Also, Eliyahu come a piskel d'marta, and Eliyahu came and stood by the door. He didn't come in because, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, they didn't act that when they first left. It wasn't so simple. Man loydil yabayichoy amar. He said, "Man loydil yabayichoy the mace caser. Who's going to notify to bayichoy that the king died or bottle gzerta and the decree is over?" Enough. When they went out, chazi inchi the karkavi zari, and they came out and they saw people who were working like the rest of the world works. Amar manichin chay oilam vayiskim chay shaw. They can learn Torah. What are they working? Wherever they looked, Miyad Nisraf immediately got burnt up. Is this the reason you left? Go back to your cave. Says the Gemara, Hada Ozel, they went back to the cave. They were there for 12 months. Amri, and they said, Mishpah is showing me Gehenim Shnei Mesel Kaidish. A Rosh doesn't have to be in Gehenim more than 12 months. Yotz Baskel v'Amra, the Baskel that came out, said, Chizru Tzubim Raskim, you could come out. Nafku. And they left. Kol Eichad Avim Mocher Rebbe Lozer. Wherever Rebbe Lozer hit, where he saw people that were acting, were just living a regular life, have a Moser of Shimon. Rebbe Shimon would heal. Amal B'nai, Daila Oilam Anivato. It's enough for the world that you and I should live this kind of world, life. Everybody else can't live this kind of life. They need to live a life that has in it a regular, normal life as well. It was Friday afternoon. They saw this individual that he was carrying two aravas, two adasim. What do you have these two hadasim? Amalul kovet Shabbos. So he said, "Chad kenegad zochav, chad kenegad shama." Amalei lebrei chazei kama chavivim mitzvos liYisrael. They use the flowers. They use the flowers for doing mitzvahs, and that's why it's great. It says the Shulchan Aruch, this is the makar for our minig that we light at least two candles every Friday night. One for Zohar and one for Shomer. There's a minig, says the Chassam Sofer, that people used to burn clothing at Miron on Lag BaOmer. Says the Chassam Sofer, the makar comes from our Gemara, because our Gemara says that they used to take off their clothing while they were in their cave in Miron. Shomer Pinchas ben Yair Chasnei. So Pinchas ben Yair, who was Reb Shimon Yochai's son-in-law, heard that his father-in-law, brother-in-law, came out. He went to greet them. And took them to bathhouse. Have and he was massaging his flesh. And he saw that there were terrible cracks in Reb Shimon ben Yochai's skin from sitting in the sand all those years. Have a kabochi, and he was crying because Nasri Damas Ene, his tears were hitting the skin of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, become a tzavchale, and Reb Shimon was crying in pain. Amalei, oily shirisich bekach, how terrible is it that I have to see you in this situation? Amalei shrecha shirisin bekach. It's not bad, it's good. If you didn't see me this way, I wouldn't be alive. The Mikara, says the Gemara originally, when Reb Shimon Yochai would ask a question, Reb Shimon Yochai would give 12 answers. When Reb Shimon Yochai asked the question, Reb Shimon Yochai excelled, that now he had 24 answers. If, Baruch Hashem, we see that a nes happened, that we came out this way, I have to do something. In other words, because as we learned in yesterday's shir, somebody who has a nes, the Ben Yoyada says, they take away from his chusim. But here, because I don't want that to happen, so I'll do something positive. The Ksiv, as we find by Yaakov Avinu, V'yava Yaakov Shalom, V'amarav, Shalom B'gufa, Shalom B'mayna, Shalom B'tarosai. He became Shalom in all of these things. So Mepharshim asked, Shinta said Shalom B'tarosai first. So I saw the Ben Yoyada explains, Shalom B'tarosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that a person should be Shalom B'gufa, that he should be healthy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that a person should be Shalom B'mayna, that he should be wealthy. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? That those should be the reason that he should be Shalom B'tarosai, he should be able to learn Torah B'menuchas HaNefesh. Says the Pasuk, V'yichanes Pnei Ir, Amar Rav Matbeya Tikin Lehem. Yaakov Avinu established a new coin. Yaakov Avinu said, it's inappropriate that a city shouldn't have a coin. Shmuel Amar Shvokin Tikin Lehem. He made for them established markets. V'yichan Amar Mechatzos Tikin Lehem. Amar, Ikka Milsa Dabayil Sekunei. So Shimon asked, is there something that this town needs? Amalei, Ikka Duchta Disbei Sofik Tumah. There's a question on a certain place if there's a Sofik Tumah, and we don't know if Kohanim could walk there. This Letzara LeKohanim LeKufei. Amar, Ikka Inish Diyoda Deschazik HaChatara. Is there anybody that remembers the status of this place? Amalei Husava, Kan Kitkits Ben Zeke Turmese Truma. I remember that he took Truma from here. So it's obvious a Taradiga area. Ovet Iyinami Hachi. So if Shimon ben Yochai did the same, wherever it was, the ground was hard, so it's a proof there's nothing buried there, and tari. For wherever the ground was soft, it's a proof that there's somebody buried there, and Sinai, he marked it off as a kever. They started saying about him that there's a cemetery, and he made the cemetery tahor. Omar. So if Shimon Yochai said to this person, if you weren't with us, or even if you were with us and you wouldn't have seen what we did, I could understand what you're saying. You're here, you see what's happening. Will they say that the Zionists know how to get along with each other? Shouldn't Talmid Chacham know how to get along one with the other? He looked at him, and he passed away. Nafik l'shuka, and then Reb Shimon Yochai went out to the street. Chazi lo Yehuda ben Gerim, and he saw Yehuda ben Gerim. Om adayin yesh lezeh ba'olim, he's still alive. Nosna by Einav, he looked at him, v'soy gal shatzomis. Why did he make him into gal shatzomis? Because he spoke Lashon Hara. And we learned earlier in the Gashir, the Rambam says this, that from here you see that there's a terrible punishment, a misa, for speaking Lashon Hara. Of course, the Chafetz Chaim asks the question that there's halacha that if it's said ba'apei t'losa, if something's said in front of three people, then there's no problem of Lashon Hara. So the episode where Shimon Yochai was speaking happened in front of three people. So why is it considered Lashon Hara? So the Chafetz Chaim answers that the heter of ba'apei t'losa, says the Chafetz Chaim, is only when we're concerned that somebody from that group is going to repeat what they heard. But since when this conversation took place, the people in front of who it took place were all tzaddikim. So there's no concern that a tzaddik is going to repeat Lashon Hara. So if it was, Yehuda ben Gerim had no right to assume that it's going to be repeated. Since he had no right to assume that it's going to be repeated, it's considered Lashon Hara. And as we're learning already in our shiurim, the terrible sin of Lashon Hara.